This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com. Let's get over to Alice Alvey. Alice is here with an update on what's going on with the legislature, what's moving through. But again, Alice is CMB Vice President of Education and Training at one of our favorite companies out there, Union Home Mortgage, our good friend Bill Cosgrove. And he and Al were smart enough to bring in Alice. So, Alice, good to have you here. Thanks for your taking time out of your very busy schedule to give us an update. What you got?
Well, thanks, Dave, and hello, everybody. Well, today I've got a couple of things along the lines of the Conference of State Bank Supervisors, which is our group of state regulators that manage the national mortgage licensing system. And you may have heard about that there was this collaboration between all the regulators in 42 states that found 441 MLOs nationwide had really fake that they had completed their continuing education. Now, it's a real small number compared to the over 180,000 licensed MLOs there are across the country, but the fact remains is they made this a big case. And if you think about it, for this group, they haven't published the names. They have to surrender their license for 90 days. And think about how you would react to that if everything in your pipeline you now can't get paid for. And then you can't take applications for 90 days because you're no longer licensed. So you essentially have to try and restart your business, which will then be a lag before they get processed and closed. And so I think the fine and the penalty that goes with this starts to feel like, okay, that would hurt somebody. That would have an impact. And I hope just the overall case has an impact to people. I just think it's crazy that they're only asking you to take an eight-hour class and somehow you got to cheat that. So I don't know. It makes no sense to try and cut that corner, at least from my perspective. So I think as folks look at this, it's just a heads up as to the consequences that go with having a suspended license. And as employers, making sure that Ball is fully aware of how to make sure they're not paying people, not going to pay them later. The SAFE Act has this really buttoned up to make sure that people aren't trying to circumvent during their non-licensed period. So just a heads up to everybody out there. It's always a good thing to learn, not a bad thing to attend continuing education. So just a heads up in case you hadn't heard about that. One good news was it does seem like Pennsylvania State does look like they're going to be changing and allowing work from home. We hope this happens in all of those brick and mortar states that are out there, as it really does look like that work from home model is going to be something we need to keep for a while. And it's good news to see some of the states getting on board with making that just a permanent fix and not focusing so much on brick and mortar. And then last but not least, Fannie and Freddie did loosen up their self-employed guidelines that they had put in place during COVID. We're really happy to see that they are going to stop asking for the bank statements. And this is great. That was one of the sticking points as a loan officer in particular. You're trying to meet with the borrower, telling them you need the bank statements, and then trying to judge by the deposit and withdrawal flow on whether or not the underwriter is going to think that that matches up with the P&L and the tax returns. And so it was a real dicey part of the loan application process, and we're all glad to see that piece gone. Some of the other temporary restrictions are still in place, so be sure you go and check out the lender letter and the bulletin. Fannie and Freddie are on the same page with this one, and it's effective immediately. That's my quick update for today, Dave. Back to you.
Excellent job. Yeah. Why would you try to skip out with something as simple as an 8 hour? But it's like traffic school. You get a ticket, you go, arg, I got a ticket. I haven't had a ticket in a long time, so I qualify for traffic school, and you go do it. And it's beneficial. And there's so many things that you're just getting tuned up. I mean, are you a professional? Take these classes. That's just amazing. What was the number, Alan? Did you give us an actual number of people that?
Yeah, there were 441 loan officers who are on the list.
Well, maybe 441 out of 180,000. You may raise a good point. That's still, we got the vast majority of people complying. It's good. Comply. Manage these people. Manage them, folks. Very good, Alice. Thank you. Again, we tell you, you can go to the website, Lickin on Lending, and you can go to the website and read all of Alice's or all of any one of each one of our regular contributors, what they've said, and just go through each one of them. They're listed out separately. Our podcast team, Nikki and Paul, do a great job of separating them out so you can go back and binge on Alice. Good job. Appreciate it so much. Next week, we're going to have Russ Anderson and Jack Nunnery on. Jack's always on, always each week. But Russ is going to be talking to us about an important topic related to managing your money and that independent mortgage bankers can learn from what banks do. Jack and Russ work together at Texas Capital Bank and both have retired. And I'm really excited to have them on. next week. And then we'll be having a release. That'll be a part one, part two podcast. The part two will be released later that week. Looking forward to having you all back here next week. A special thank you to our sponsors. Again, PennyMac, Lender Toolkit, Success Kit, SnapDocs, The Mortgage Collaborative, KnowledgeCoop, MBA, Modix, Mobility MMI, Incelerate, Lenders One, and Finastra is now our newest sponsor, Total Experts. So great to have them here with us. Thrilled to have all of these sponsors making this podcast possible. Have a great week, everybody. Look forward to having you back here next week.
You've been listening to Licken on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Licken of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.